You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
That was like a main event.
Feel
When AJ boxed Gary Cornish, the difference when AJ boxed like Gary Cornish was there was about 12,000 people in it.
Yeah.
But in terms of noise, and because the difference is when you sell tickets out of your hand, it's a different kind of energy.
Yeah,
same with Ricky Hatton, same with Josh Warrington. You're their person. You know what I mean? It's not a bloke from never met you, never heard of you, but seen you on TV, looks like a nice bloke. Yeah. These are your people.
Yeah, sure, you know what I mean?
It means more to them. And now that's what I'm saying, you get them.
Just keep the momentum.
But it's like, when's the next one? Is it? You know,
I love it. Without them, it's...
But the most important thing is just plenty of activity and nice and slow.
Yeah.
It's 15, 20 and 0.
We're building slow.
Move me slow. Keep giving me black currant Jaffa cakes.
Right, I'm going to go and watch the Savage.
Thank you.
That steak at Gaucho's helped then.
Yes, it was delicious. I gave you one as well, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Awesome.
Thank you, mate.
All
done. Good to see you, mate.
This is a reminder for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Johnny, how does that feel to do 1,400 tickets and you're yourself with those people? You're not putting on a big show and being fake. These people come out because of you. That must feel amazing.
They're my mates, they're my family, they're people that my family know. People from all over the country who've stayed in contact. And I'm just beyond grateful for all of their support and all their help, because walking out to something like that is once in a lifetime sort of thing. Hopefully we can do it again and again and again, but you only get to experience that for the first time once in your life. So just massive thank you to them.
How do you keep yourself calm walking out the night?
To be honest, it was difficult. It was difficult to keep myself calm. It's difficult, but the more I do it, the more you get used to it. When I first had my debut, I felt the pressure then, but then the second fight was a bit better, the third fight, the fourth one in front of a crowd, you get used to that, and you keep getting better and better and better dealing with the experience, because the one thing I don't have is experience, and I've got to keep gaining it. I've got the raw potential, but I've just got to show something more each time.
Yeah, let's talk about that fight itself now. Just talk me through that stoppage win and the build-up to it. A tough man in there.
He is tough. I haven't seen many people stop him like that, and he kept getting back up, got up two or three times. But the first round, I was trying to work him out a little bit, because I knew he likes to counter with the right hand and come through. So I was a little bit caught between engaging and trying to box on the jab. But the second round sort of limbered up a little bit, and I put my hands together. I knew that right round the back of the head was going to get him, so I got him.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better night. Perfect opponent, amazing atmosphere, and a good finish, a good stoppage highlight reel as well.
Yeah, definitely. One for my supporters, they all want to see knockouts. Boxing fans want to see knockouts, and one thing I can deliver on is knocking people out. So I'm going to keep trying to do that. But if I don't search for it. Just the way I box, the naturally aggressive, the knockout can come. So I just got to keep going like that.
Adam, what's next, mate? What's next?
I think what's next is we've got to talk to Matchroom about Johnny's contract, because it's up. Because it's up end of December, so we need to have a chat about it. Because I think Johnny's, you know, he's different animal now than he was when we signed him with Matchroom 1 year ago. But he's done brilliantly with Matchroom. Credit to Eddie Hearn, Frank Smith. He's from Essex. They're from Essex. They get him. Eddie gets his family. I think, you know, we just got to talk to them, but we need to talk.
A few more dollar signs?
No, just something appropriate. When you sell 100-something thousand tickets, 100-something thousand pounds of the tickets, sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say 100,000. No, it's now in there, but it wasn't that much.
I think when you sell big tickets, you know, you deserve to be remunerated properly. That's all. And as a 4-0 fighter, if I go to Eddie and Frank and say he needs to be paid this, they're like, they're having a laugh. He's 4-0, not a big amateur background. But then you say, well, look at the commercials. He's helping you get a main event feel out there when White Walling got cancelled. So he should be paid better. But, you know, we've got to take it slowly with the right promoter. It's not all about money, is it, Johnny? No. It's not all about money. We're not just getting the highest bidder. Somebody believes in him, wants to take him to the right place and get him the right exposure.
And I've got to say thank you to Eddie Hearn, Barry Hearn, Frank Smith. They did take that chance on me when I first turned pro. But massive, biggest thank you to SJM Boxing. And when Sam Jones was there, he's the one who initially took the chance on me and took me out sparring. And Adam and Shane Watson, they all guided me. And these boys are a massive part of my career.
Absolutely. All right, well, on that, actually, before we go, I've got to shout out your dad.
Big John.
Big Jam.
Closing the show off on
what
the zone.
Celebrity.
He's a TikTok sensation. He is. He's got, we're just talking out there. We're going to go from the Indian to the fried chicken shop to the doner meat shop, and then we're going to see if TGI Fridays is open to get some racks of ribs in.
There are people there are people just wanting selfies with your dad all the time, and everyone else. Famous. Like Eddie Hearn thought they were going for him, but they were going for Big John. They want the selfies with Big John.
It's mental.
I bet your lot are going to take over the Intercontinental Bar as well.
Yeah, well, if they're allowed in, don't know if anyone from Romford's allowed in. Might have allowed five people from Romford allowed in, and that's it. Otherwise, I get a bit rowdy. I'd have to go back to the Rabbits in Essex.
Shout out to the Rabbits.
Shout
in
out
Essex.
The Rabbits.
Can we get a Bosch from you?
Bosch.
Can we get
a double Bosch from me? Bosch.
Bosch.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.